Tomorrow marks exactly 6 months since the Iowa caucuses kick-started the primary election season, and the season now is actually coming to a close, we hope. The people of Puerto Rico had their turn Sunday, and Tuesday it comes down to Montana and South Dakota. Let's now fix our gaze on the Mount Rushmore state, the great state of South Dakota. Both the Clinton and Obama campaigns have had a heavy presence on the ground there in the recent days. Last week, Senator Clinton went so far as to pledge that at least one member of her immediate family, I guess that means Bill and Chelsea, would be in the state every day up until the primary. To see if she's kept her promise, we check in with Bob Burns. He's the head of the Political Science Department at South Dakota State University. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Have the Clintons kept their promise? Has there been one Clinton on the ground in the state every day in the last week?
I believe they have. In fact, I availed myself of the opportunity Saturday to attend a gathering in my hometown of Flandreau, South Dakota, where President Clinton and Chelsea were present, and they were moving on to other smaller communities here in eastern South Dakota right after that visit.
What's the vibe on the ground there? Are they generating a lot of buzz in those crowds? What's been the reception?
Well, they have taken quite a different approach with respect to public appearances than Senator Obama. Senator Obama tends to have his gatherings in large venues, whereas Senator Clinton and President Clinton and Chelsea have had their gatherings with much smaller venues, crowds of 300 and 400 people versus crowds of 3,000 or 4,000 or 6,000 with the Obama gatherings.
So, Bob, the big question, which way is the wind blowing in South Dakota? Obama's picked up some pretty key endorsements from some of the state's major political players, including former Senator George McGovern, former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. How are things playing out there?
Well, there's only been one independent poll. That was done by the McGovern Center out of Dakota Wesleyan University several weeks ago, and that did reveal Senator Obama with a double-digit lead. And then, as you mentioned, Senator Obama has had the endorsement of former Senators McGovern and Daschle, as well as current Senator Johnson and House Member Herseth. And, you know, with those things going, it looked like, indeed, Obama would go on to victory. But the Clinton campaign has been quite effective in South Dakota, particularly as the economy has taken on more and more importance as a major issue.
Well, let's talk about that. The economy, as it has in so many of these other primaries, has played a major role in shaping the primary race and in the elections. But the purpose of this series is to visit the states and have conversations with people who can illuminate something we don't know about them. So here's your big chance, speaking to people who may not have ever been to South Dakota, myself included. What moves South Dakotans? What are the issues that drive them, and what's going to be the determining issues in this primary vote?
Well, among Democrats in South Dakota, I don't know that what's important to Democrats in South Dakota is much different than what's important to Democrats across the nation. As I mentioned, the economy is taking on more and more importance. The war in Iraq is very, very important to our voters here. Farm issues, of course, are particularly important. We have a substantial American Indian population, so issues of particular importance to the American Indian population need to be addressed in a South Dakota campaign.
And I understand the candidates are indeed holding special meetings and really courting that American Indian vote.
That's true, and the South Dakota has a total population of only about 800,000 and roughly 8% American Indian, so it doesn't, on national terms, appear to be a significant population. But you find a very, very high percentage of Democratic Party registration in Indian country. It's 9 or 10 to 1 compared to the Republican registration. So with that concentration of American Indian voters, there's a focus on attempting to sway them significantly toward one candidate or the other.
Hey, Bob, last question. The state's Secretary of State, Chris Nelson, last year made a reference to this upcoming primary, saying, "We sometimes joke here that if this primary process ends up as fractured as it appears at this particular point, there's a one in a million shot that perhaps things won't be sewed up by the 3rd of June and South Dakota may get some national attention." He said that's literally a one in a million chance. It is happening. Are people enjoying it in South Dakota, the attention?
Well, we have enjoyed it. We really thought with the June 3 primary, it would be decided long before that time, and we would get no attention whatsoever. But as it has worked out, with the Democratic primary at least, South Dakota has been on the political map.
You've got your
vote. We know our votes are not going to decide it, but it's going to bring it closer. And I would guess before the end of the week, Democratic Party will have a nominee.
Bob Burns is the head of the Political Science Department at South Dakota State University. Mr. Burns, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Pleasure visiting.
So, Rachel.
Yeah.
South Dakota State University.
Yeah.
Do you know what the mascot is? I'll give you a hint. Here are the qualities. Ears, feet, awareness, and speed.
Ears, feet, awareness, and speed?
That's what they're going for.
Roadrunner?
It is the jackrabbit.
Ooh, cool. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll hear about the autism rights movement. Did you even know such a thing exists? This is the BPP from NPR News.